Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Hearing none? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the agenda be approved as printed.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
And a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Each application is announced separately, and each applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses, and the board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Once a testimony has been presented, the hearing is closed and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask you to turn it off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10911, Buddy Associates, LLC, southeast of Graves Lane, 442 feet southeast of Road 48, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic & Carmine. I represent the applicant, Buddy Associates, LLC, who's applied for a 5.7-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet for a dwelling that was constructed in 2008. I'd like to provide you a little bit of history with respect to this parcel. The tract from which this parcel originated was owned by William H. Graves. Mr. Graves subdivided this property in 2005 and created three separate parcels. All three parcels were to be accessed by Graves Lane with a cul-de-sac at the end of the subdivision. Buddy Associates, LLC, the applicant, then purchased the subject property in December of 2005 from Mr. Graves. Buddy Associates contracted with R.H. Taylor Construction of Crisfield, Maryland, to construct the dwelling in 2008. A building permit was obtained by R.H. Taylor Construction, and a certificate of occupancy was issued on June 2, 2008 by the county. Approximately 3 years later, a survey was prepared on behalf of Ashley Collison, the current owner of the property, on October 19, 2011, just prior to closing. The survey revealed a cul-de-sac that is identified on the subdivision plan, which was approved by the county, but it was never created by the original owner, William H. Graves. As a result, based upon a visual inspection of the property, it appeared to all parties that the dwelling was in compliance, that there was no issue with regard to the required 30-foot setback, and therefore the county did issue the certificate of occupancy. Buddy Associates, LLC, and Ms. Collison, the current owner, were not aware that there was any violation with regard to the placement of the dwelling until that survey was received in October of this year. If you look at the survey, this property is unique in shape. It is located on a cul-de-sac in a three-lot subdivision. This hardship was not self-created by the applicant, Buddy Associates, or by the current owner, Ms. Collison. This hardship was created by the previous owner, William H. Graves, who failed to create the cul-de-sac as required by the county. At this point in time, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the code, as it would be necessary at this juncture to relocate the entire dwelling. Therefore, a variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. If authorized, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, if authorized, it would represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation at issue. And for those reasons, I respectfully request that the variance be approved today. And thank you. And of course, I'm available for any and all questions that you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10911. As it's been there for 3 years, CO has been issued. It's another case of a cul-de-sac. They seem to cause problems most of the time, in my opinion. So I move we approve it. It won't alter central character of the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Wortman that we approve case number 10,911. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, the motion carried. Your case is approved.